It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, the Congress was on the verge of avoiding another government shutdown. The parties had reached a bipartisan agreement to postpone a budget reckoning again and keep the federal government funded through mid-March. Then this happened, as told by CBS News' Scott McFarland.
President-elect Donald Trump's billionaire ally, Elon Musk, began a relentless series of posts on social media, calling the bill pork, declaring it dead, and saying any lawmaker who supported it should be voted out of office. Followed by Trump himself writing that the bill, which will require potentially dozens of Democratic votes, should eliminate Democratic giveaways.
So, with just days to go, the Republicans who lead the House had to start over again. A vote on the new plan last night failed, and as we are recording this morning, this particular conversation, we're recording at 7:30 Central Time, with just hours to go before a shutdown, there is no clear way forward in sight. Here to talk about this in our final Friday political review for the year is Linda Kenyon, Illinois Public Media's Washington correspondent. Linda, how's it going?
It's rough, but it's very much like Christmas in Washington. It seems to happen every year when there's a threat of a government shutdown because Congress was not able to pass a budget and they've been limping from one short-term deadline to another and passing these continuing resolutions or CRs, which are supposed to continue funding at current levels. Keep in mind, we are firmly entrenched in the new fiscal year. We're still using last year's fiscal year numbers because Congress has not made a decision on how to deal with spending. This CR that runs out at midnight tonight, Eastern Time, would have funded the federal government through March 14th. That means that the new Congress and the new president would have to deal with it. And so far, the new Congress, but especially the new president and his chief supporter, one of his chief supporters, Elon Musk, seem to be dealing with it ahead of time.
Yeah, say more about that. What seemed to drive Elon Musk to this points of really remarkable posting on his social media site, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, dozens and dozens of times. Apparently, he was the Speaker of the House of Representatives was texting with Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who are been designated by Trump for this private group, non-governmental group that calls itself the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. What was at the heart of their complaint?
You know, not only was Elon Musk texting and posting on social media, he was on Capitol Hill. He had a one-on-one meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson. So he's extremely influential right now, to the point which may be very irritating for the president-elect, or some people in Washington are referring to Elon Musk as President-elect Elon Musk. So at some point, that's probably going to get under the skin of Donald Trump. But that being as it is, the Department of Government Efficiency is tasked with cutting government spending. And one of the things that he and his co-leader, Vivek Ramaswamy, want to do is cut the federal workforce, maybe eliminate the entire federal workforce and then build it back up again to a much smaller workforce. Of course, that doesn't sit well with a lot of people around the country who work for the federal government. And then find other ways to cut spending as well. This is supposed to be a continuing resolution, continuing funding at present levels. But with Elon Musk weighing in, wanting this to be something that is, you know, smaller than the current numbers, that doesn't sit well quite a bit, for example, for the Department of Defense and other departments and agencies. I will say that I don't believe there's anybody in the United States of America who says that the federal government doesn't spend enough. So the thought that there would be a self-described agency that is not congressionally approved, by the way, that would be dealing with the spending issue probably sits well with a lot of conservatives. But conservatives have not been happy so far with the Plan A spending CR that came to the floor, the Plan B that came to the floor after Elon Musk and President-elect Donald Trump weighed in. And now we don't know what Plan C is going to be.
I noticed last night, per the Washington Post's reporting, that Illinois' congressional delegation voted straight down the line on this. All the Democrats voted against this latest funding measure that failed last night. All the Republicans did vote in favor of it, even though we have some very Trump-aligned, very conservative Republicans in the Illinois delegation out of the three. What are the possible ways forward here, right? There still seems to be a time where Johnson doesn't have enough of a majority among his own Republicans. Is he trying to get Democratic votes? I guess that was what was happening the first time around with the initial plan that got under Musk's skin to begin with.
Yeah, well, Hakeem Jeffries, the head of the Senate, the House Democrats, said, look, a deal is a deal. We had an agreement on the CR. That was Plan A, which failed. And now he says there's no way that they're going to agree to cutting, federal spending on what is supposed to be a continuing resolution at current numbers. He says they're not going to do it. A deal is a deal. We did have on Plan B overall 38 Republicans in the entire House of Representatives voted against it, as did all but two Democrats. So this Plan A had support. Plan B did not. Now on to Plan C. What this says, at least, a few hours, a dozen hours before or more, before a pending government shutdown, it tells me that they're going to have to come up with some kind of a deal, maybe even a 1 or 2 day funding bill so that they can then work over the weekend and pass a CR. But this also means that a shutdown will be very embarrassing. It will show that the House Republicans cannot govern because spending originates in the House. And this will create major blowback on House Speaker Mike Johnson,
who seems to maybe not be long for that position anyway. We're already hearing rumblings of people seeking to depose him. Mm-hmm. Last thing I want to ask you about is, I was reflecting on this last night, and this idea that one man with can get on his social media account. Now, he happens to own the network, so I guess that's the modern version of buying ink by the barrel. But he can get on his social media account and completely, effectively, lead to the shutdown of the entire United States government. I mean, that's the sort of power that J.P. Morgan and William Randolph Hearst and all the past power brokers in American history could only dream of. How are people responding to that on the Hill?
Well, they're not very happy about it. That's why they're saying sort of, in a disapproving fashion, referring to Elon Musk as president-elect Elon Musk. They were not very happy, certainly on the Democratic side of the aisle, when Elon Musk became very much involved in the election and worked very publicly on behalf of Donald Trump, all by not only appearing at his rallies, but also posting on social media on X. And that is a very influential social media platform, to the point where a lot of people have decided that they're not going to be looking at Twitter/X anymore, and they are going to other alternatives, one of which is called Blue Sky. That seems to be gaining a lot of traction right now, that they don't want to listen to the Elon Musks of the world, and certainly not this particular Elon Musk, because his influence over the federal government is oversized and inappropriate.
Well, as I said, we are recording this early Friday morning. Events are fast moving, so depending on when you, dear listener, hear this, things may be quite different from what we just talked about. But Linda Kenyon, thanks so much. Good luck. I hope you don't end up having to work all weekend. And happy holidays to you.
And happy holidays to you, too.